Did source energy create the law of attraction? And if so, why? Is it so that we would have to come to love ourselves in order to get the things we want?
We just had a long conversation with a friend about not looking back.
Okay.
And you've taken us back, not to the beginning of time. So, do you remember when you would ask someone a question and they'd say, because? Well, there you go.
That's what I tell my son all the time.
It might help to acknowledge that in every particle of the universe, now this is an observation that the very early observers of existence had some comprehension of. And it's difficult from where we all stand now in our massive, extraordinarily satisfying comprehension of things, yet still to be more and more and more and more and more. To acknowledge that in every particle of the universe there is wanted and unwanted, or better said, wanted and absence of it. Because attention to it makes it present and no attention upon it makes it absent. So there is this, you might say, duality, and we don't use that word very often because it makes you all crazy and it makes you do really dumb things with the word. But there is wanted and not wanted in everything. And as that presence and absence play off one another, it just becomes very apparent. If you want to know why there is gravity, your scientists can let you know, well, it has something to do with the way the Earth is positioned with other planets. And the gravitational pull has something to do with the speed and trajectory of the orbit. And there are scientific understandings and principles that help you to understand that. Well, the way that came about wasn't because there was human knowledge and then a creation of it. There was a creation of it and then a human experience of it, and in time a human understanding of it. And so that makes you say, well, someone must have had the intelligence to accomplish such a thing. And the best way that we can answer this question, the only way that we can answer this question in a way that will be even a little meaningful to you, is that some consciousness was ready to be 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 ready. Law of attraction is a powerful law that is observable and understandable and manageable. And by manageable, we don't mean you can change law of attraction, but we mean you can understand it and then adjust your consciousness within it. Well, that means if you have the ability to adjust your consciousness within this concept or this theory, maybe, that we are calling law of attraction, then that means in your adjustment, you can see noticeable, obvious, definitive, consistent, trackable results. And so sometimes people will say, I've learned to use law of attraction to my advantage. And we say, it's an interesting way of putting it. I'm learning to apply law of attraction. And we say, law of attraction is applying itself to you. You're learning to adjust your vibration so that when law of attraction applies itself to you, it's like the sun is going to shine on you. You do not control the sun's rays upon you. Now, you can do something about whether you get in the shade or whether you wear a bonnet or whether you put your sunglasses on. But the sun is having the sun's experience and you are having a relational experience with it. And that's what all consciousness has come to know from the very beginning of existence, is that here I am, whatever consciousness I am, whether I'm a one-celled amoeba or whether I'm even more micro than that, I'm having an experience in relationship to other things around me. And isn't it nice when you reach this stage of consciousness where you can begin to address microbiology or space, things up close to you or things far away, and you can notice the consistency of these laws of the universe. And so at some point in time, we think it's prudent just to accept them and to be a participant within them to your own advantage, and not try to go back to the beginning of where they came about. When we say to you, when you think a thought, that thought then thinks. Because when you turn your vibrational attention towards something, then your vibration affects the vibration of whatever you're thinking about, and you have altered whatever it is you are thinking about to some extent. Well, everything is that way, and it's ongoing. And so really, when we said to our friend earlier, we say to you, looking back, while we understand your desire to look back for a purpose of understanding, don't waste your time looking so far back that you miss the opportunity to apply what's here and now. And really, any question that you want to know, there are people who've sat here and visited with us who've had these intense questions within them, not frivolous, but intense questions. Some of them have been of scientific bent. Some of them have been mathematicians. Some of them have been physicians. But as they have these very strong personal desires to understand at very core levels some of these beginning subjects, we say to them, as that desire is strong within you and you've launched plenty of rockets of desires about it, understand that the source within you is wanting to give you satisfying answers to your questions. But the answer can only be as profound as your question. And that's the thing that is so important about understanding what your experience in this time and place is about. If life gives you the exposure that causes you to formulate a powerful wanting to know, then the equivalent answer to that equivalent wanting to know must come to you. And if it can't come through Esther because she doesn't have the vocabulary for it, it may come through someone else who does have the vocabulary for it, or you may have an altered state, an out-of-body experience, a dream state where that understanding will be shown to you. And maybe you will be the one who will find the words to translate into something that is meaningful if there is enough desire within you or within your mass consciousness to understand it. Humanity has been looking back for a very long time. Our encouragement to all of you is that you look forward. Because we've seen your vortex and we know what's in it. And what's in it is forward to you in terms of manifestation. And that's why you came. You came to acknowledge life and to make it become more and to create a vibrational version of it. And then to find a way to come into vibrational harmony with your vibrational version of it. So that you could be the translator of what's in there and bring it to life in your real life experience. And everything about the laws of the universe and everything about the beginning, everything's the beginning biologies has all come forward into your present day experience. It's all right here for you to witness. Every answer to every question that has ever been part of a past experience is fully here in your present experience, ready for you to explore if you care enough to ask the question in a strong enough way.